Blog Talk Radio.
Radio program that features interviews with some folks I consider to be some of the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I'll be asking them about their expertise and work, and I also want to focus on their inner world, the turning points in their lives, their mentors, influencers, and decisions they made that brought them success, as well as talk about some of the projects that they've got going on, which is the case with our guest this evening, who I've had on the show before. Now, a little bit of background. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying matrix or pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. And quite by accident many years ago, I discovered how to access these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on my techniques and methods at logicalsoul.com. Also, be sure to click on the follow button at the Blog Talk Radio program, blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul, to get a heads up on all our great interviews coming up this year, or the rest of this year. We're talking about 2011, and then we've got some interesting things for next year as well. Now, my guests were selected because, quite frankly, I find their stories and lives interesting. Some of them are also friends and associates. I also find out they possess qualities I find rare in an individual, and that's a passion for what they do and the determination to see it through. My guests usually have made strong decisions early in life that led them to their current successes and achievements. And my goal in interviewing them here is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions and what they're up to, how they got to where they are, what are the decision processes that went into making the effort to do what they're doing right now. And this will allow you as my listeners to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen and enjoy. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. I'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. And if you want to get called on and join the conversation, simply press 1 to raise your hand. Now, the guest on my show tonight, as I said, I've had her on my show before, actually a couple of times. Her name is C.F. Jackson. She's a very interesting young lady. She's an internet marketer. She's a small business owner. She helps other businesses market their own businesses, using mostly what she calls email marketing. And she's been doing these techniques for many years. And she's got a secret, which she's going to share with you tonight, and that's how to market when you're overwhelmed and don't have the time. CF is also an author, and she'll be sharing her secret this evening with listeners. And if you're listening live, we welcome you to press 1 or dial in 347-843-4544 and press 1 to raise your hand and join the conversation or ask CF any question you'd like. If you're listening to this as a podcast later on, you won't be able to join the conversation, but I do appreciate you listening, and I hope you pick up some really special nuggets here this evening. So without any time or without any further ado, I want to welcome CF onto the show. CF, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Dr. Greer, for allowing me to be on your show and the awesome introduction. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me. I went into a little bit of background. You're from Georgia originally, as I understand, and you went to Georgia Southern University down near my hometown, down in Statesboro, I believe. I'm from Savannah, so it's not too far from there. Is that correct?
Well, I'm actually originally from Florida, but I did graduate from Georgia Southern University down there near Savannah, so yeah.
Okay. So you are from Florida originally. Got it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, so tell me, let's just jump right into it, CF, since we've had you on the show before, and I don't want to get in a whole lot of background. If people want to listen to your comments before, they can go into our archives, and the shows are available there. Tell me a little bit about what you've got going on now. Just answer the question, I guess, basically. How can people learn to market, or how can they get marketing done when they're so overwhelmed, like myself, for example, and just simply don't have the time to sit down and write a whole bunch of articles and send out a bunch of videos and set up squeeze pages and do all this kind of stuff, how do they market, and what's the secret to that?
Well, mostly, Michael, in terms of, and just like yourself, I had gotten caught into a circle of doing what I had learned from taking this course and some mentoring things, and I was got caught in doing like 15, 20 things, and I'm thinking to myself, is it really working? And one of the first things we had to do in terms of what are we already doing right now and question, is it working? And if it's not working, just pretty much alleviate it and put it to the wayside. Sometimes we get caught in those habits because we learned something, someone taught it to us, or is it a mentor may have told us, a guru, we've heard it on something, and we believe that we must continue on the same technique or strategy that was taught or we've learned. But sometimes those techniques and strategies aren't always going to be as effective for ourselves as it was for another, and we continue to wait to have that same barrage of success. So the first step is really looking at what you're already doing and analyzing, critiquing what it is that's really working, what results you're getting from that. If it's not, lay it by the wayside and forget about it.
You talk about like some internet marketers would understand what this is about, putting like Google Analytics on there to find out how many people are clicking on your site, how many people are clicking through to actually get what you've got to offer, or how many people opt into the site. Is that what you're talking about, the metrics of online measuring and stuff like that?
With that too, whatever it is that you want the end results to be. So if you want more people to call you, you want to get more speaking engagement, you want more traffic to your site, more sales, anything that in terms of you either have, as you stated, that measure of knowing that you're getting the results that you're looking for.
Okay, so this is not just for internet. I'm sorry, this is not just for internet marketing. This is for like any small business, whether they're what we call brick or mortar businesses or online businesses, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So how do you measure, for example, where somebody's calling from? If somebody picks up a phone and calls, how do you know it's from your ad or from your website or what have you? Does the person on the other side ask them, or do you have a way of tracking that?
Most definitely, there's two ways. You can actually, one, you want to actually ask, you know, like anything, when you go to a store, they ask you for your zip code because they want to know where you're coming from.
That's the easiest way, right?
Right. Just have that part of your, it's part of your, everyday dialogue when someone calls in. Or you can also as well use your Google Analytics. You'll opt them in terms of that stuff.
Right. Now, as I understand it, CF, you've got a service actually. You just actually launched it today. It's called WeMarketYourBrand.com. You want to talk about what that's about and how that fits in with what we're talking about here?
Sure. Pretty much what it does is helping anyone, maybe a small business, anybody from an entrepreneur with a product, an event, a service, wanting to reach a larger group or expand their brand and needing some help. As you stated, sometimes we can't do it all on our own. And as you stated, as myself, I couldn't do it all on my own. So we've done that, partnered up with someone, to Kelly Cole, to do this by, we take care of that for you, where we're creating content and we're marketing it for a full day. Maybe a product, it may be an event, your brand, your business, whatever it is, and we take care of that utilizing the social media platforms to get your message out to the masses for an entire day. Mm-hmm. And it's really a way, an effective way to do it at a cost-effective way, and at the same time making it fun, making it something worth doing, and doing something unique and different that's not being done all the time for yourself.
That's great. So you're marketing people's businesses using Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, other types of media, or can you name them? Or
yeah, what we do is, like, for example, let's say, for example, Logical Soul, or I know you have a popular book that's out now, The Money Matrix, and you want to reach more people with The Money Matrix. Mm-hmm. What we do is myself, I will do actually a separate video talking about it, maybe a lighthearted video, a funny video, or something serious about your book. Mm-hmm. So with Kelly Cole, he will do a separate video. We'll both upload those videos to our YouTube channels, share to all the people on our YouTube channels. We'll also be tweeting about it on our various different Twitter accounts and our combination site. We'll Facebook it, we'll social bookmark it. We'll put it on our blog. It'll be present on our actual website in itself. So mm-hmm. we're doing a barrage of things for that full day to get individuals to understand and coming from a tone of two different voices about what the money matrix, the book is all about. At some point, you know, reaching this whole spectrum of people, they will have an idea or better understanding from a different voice other than your own. Because sometimes people understand it from someone else's perspective or what a product or service is all about. And sometimes we get, and it can be something lighthearted or funny. So that's what we're looking to do, and we do that for a full entire day. And if someone wants to be a monthly sponsor for the whole entire month, then that would be where we actually mention their product consistently throughout the entire month, and get, that way they get constant branding, utilizing their logos and stuff like that.
Wow, that's great. You bring up a very interesting point, CF, and that is using third-party endorsement, or like you'd make a video talking about the product or service or whatever, and you know, you're not only promoting somebody's business, but you're also providing that third-party testimonial, as it were, that you know, and most people will listen to people talking about other people's products more than they will the person who has the product.
Yeah.
The way social media seems to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. A real interesting point, that you're providing that service and adding that value like that. That's tremendous. I noticed you mentioned something like, I think you're starting out with like $10 a day. Does that all include that, or is that a separate fee, or you do something different for that?
Well, like I said, it's pretty much the model to get the making it fun. So it goes up $10 each day. The increments continue to grow each day. So the first person who gets in, which we've already sold the first day, they get the same thing for $10. Second person sold that, they get it for $20. So the more people, if you get in earlier, the less it is, but you get the same results, the same feedback, the same thing we're going to be delivering for each person. The fun of it is making people sure you want to be one of the first ones to take action. Because if you go further along, it's going to cost you a little bit more. And by the time as we're growing further and further, we'll have more followers, more people tweeting, we have more people engaging, more people. So there's going to be a lot more people within our funnel, of course, at that point, as you reach to $50, $60, $70, $100, $200, something like that.
That's a great idea. So your website again?
Is on WeMarketYourBrand.com.
WeMarketYourBrand.com. Excellent idea. So you got together with Kelly Cole?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Kelly's been on our show before. I love having you guys on. I'm part of this group, by the way. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with C.F. Jackson. She's an internet marketer and email marketer, and she's formed with a former guest that we've had on the show, Kelly Cole, who's also an internet marketer, a site called WeMarketYourBrand.com, where they basically do it all for you. They'll send out the marketing, the social media, this and that, plus provide the third-party endorsement through video and that type of thing. I think it's a tremendous service that you're doing, CF. So that's great to hear. What else you got going on? I know that that's a lot. Don't get me wrong, but I know you've been, you know, the meetings, but we don't get to talk a whole lot since usually there's things going on there. What else is going on in your life? Just sidetrack just a bit.
Well, pretty much, I mean, that's the main goal. Looking at different ways of you listen to what's going on in the realm of people online or offline, and a lot of things that I've noticed that people are struggling with. A lot of people offline are struggling with the marketing aspect or the financial side. As you know, being here in Atlanta, you can drive down any road and you see a plethora of retail centers that are just pretty much kind of empty.
Yeah, and empty storefronts, right.
Yeah, it's like a ghost town in there.
Yeah.
And I've gone and spoken with several different owners and hearing them and looking at them and learning that, you know, a lot of places are giving free rent away, but then they're still not getting the foot traffic or the customers. So I'm looking at, well, you still got to market. And that's what a lot of people, they think they're saving on not paying for rent for 2 months, but they're not leveraging those two free months. Or I even know the places also actually giving away a whole free year, but at the same time, they're still not looking at how they can elevate that or leverage that by investing in marketing.
Right.
Listening to the offline world and seeing how they still struggle and what they're missing out on in terms of learning how to market at a very economical level, doing it online, doing what we're doing with the WeMarket Your Brand, or doing some being effective with the Twitter and Facebook, because, you know, that's a cost-effective way to communicate and draw your brand.
It is. It really is. I haven't really used it to that much effect, although I am learning to set up fan pages and do some stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to it. I mean, there's a lot to all of this stuff, you know, but the main thing is consistency. You know, if you can just keep at it, consistent, That's when you start reaping the benefits, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if things like you were asking, well, how do you do it? It's like finding that schedule, creating a schedule, and being sticking by that schedule. You know, mm-hmm. and if that's the challenge, once you find that schedule and get into that groove, one of the best things, one of the best resources I'd like to share is Simpleology. Is Simpleology.com. If you go to Simpleology.com, they have a free course where it helps you get yourself organized. And I really need to get myself back into it, but that's one of the best things about how to get your day prepared, about your brain dump and focusing on tasks of leveraging what's more important, what's less important, your time. Because you only have time. Your time is going to be either be constructive or destructive, you know, constructive or deconstructive, you know. And you have to figure out how you want to manage your day. And once you know your day, that will help a lot with the marketing and moving forward to get your day in order.
Wow, that's a great resource, Simpleology. I've heard of that before, but I haven't. I may have checked it out. I'll check it out again for sure. That's Simpleology.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's an awesome tool. Awesome tool. I tell anybody to get on that.
That's great. Thank you so much. We're speaking with C.F. Jackson. She's author and internet marketer and businesswoman. And if you want to call in, our number is 347-843-4544. Press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll be happy to call on you. I think we've got a call. I'm not sure if she raised her hand or not. I'm going to click on, and it's a 678 area code. If you want to speak, you're welcome. If you're just calling in to listen, that's fine, too. You're on the air. I guess they just wanted to listen, so that's fine, too. Okay, so next on tap here, we're going to talk to CF about how to get rich in 30 days, right?
That would be a lovely thing to do.
You know, I bring that up because I just heard another series of videos by Dan Kennedy. I don't know if you've got those same email thing where he just mm-hmm. did a launch. Did you get that too? Or?
Yeah, I'm on his email list. He does some great stuff.
Yeah. I heard of Dan Kennedy way back in the early 80s, actually, when I was just starting out as a chiropractor, and he was teaching chiropractors how to market and teaching just about everybody how to market back then. He was doing all sorts of stuff. Dan's younger than me. I mean, he calls himself an old fart, too. But he's been at it for quite a while, and the guy is really successful. I think he earns like $2 million a year or something consulting people. So he's kind of an interesting character because he sort of tells it like it is, and some people can take that, some can't. But I find it refreshing in some ways. At any rate, one of the things I learned, I watched his videos, and one of the things I learned is that basically you've got to be – it's not so much as far as marketing what you tell people. Like the message is fine. Mm-hmm. And getting the message out there, but it's really who you are in relationship to the customer. You know, if you position yourself as being the expert, the only one that has the answer to the particular question or need that your customer wants, you're going to be the one that they turn to when they want that need fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? And he used an interesting analogy. He says that it's like, consider which side of the cash register you're on. Are you the one giving the money or are you the one receiving the money?
Right.
He says you want to be the one receiving the money. And so do you help people as far as positioning or as far as, because you're talking about branding, but as far as positioning their message to be unique in the marketplace, do you consult with people like that too, or is you just sort of take what they give you? How does that work?
Well, in terms of what the remarket your brand, we're looking at it on two different platforms. You can look at it in this way. We're looking at how, for myself, I look at things of how to deliver it in a way that, like, for example, I have a client now helping her with her website.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes people get caught in being in the box. They uh-huh. see how everyone else is doing it, and I have explained to her, so she's an insurance agent.
Uh-huh.
And I'm explaining to her, I'm looking like, your site, the other sites, they're wordy. As a person looking for some form of a life insurance policy or something, I don't want to really spend a whole bunch of time reading stuff. And I am her. I would be her average person, the customer, client that would come to a site. I mean, honestly, I look at it, I want something concise and to the point, and I can move through it. And that, once I got that to her, because she was trying to emulate those others, these larger corporations that are very wordy, she was able to now to concise it down to 4 pages and some tabs up under that to make it more simple. So I look at people when I communicate with people, when I'm listening to their message, I look at the whole overall, what do you want to deliver and how can we simplify. I think it's simplifying things to where it's simple, where people can get in. And not everyone's going to get what you want to offer, because everyone's not your target audience.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I look at it in terms of, I ask her, what is your color? What's your branding? One of the best books, another resource, one of the best books to buy is The E-Myth by Michael Gerber.
Uh-huh.
Anybody getting into, if you're in it or been in it, not in it yet, The E-Myth, E-MYTH by Michael Gerber, is one of the best books to look at, and not just read it, but actually get your notepad and go step by step and do what he say. By the time you finish reading that book, it's like 180-some pages, you're going to have your whole layout done. I mean, you really don't even need a business plan, because he's going to take you through everything you need to know. You're going to write out everything. You'll be done. That's one of the best books.
I just went, hold on. I'm coming.
I'm not long.
While you were talking, I went and got the E-Myth. I've got the E-Myth Manager, and I pulled it off my shelf. I've got just about every one of these books. There's another really good book called Made to Stick. I don't know if you've seen it. It's got what looks like a duct tape stuck on the front of the cover.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's orange.
It's called Made to Stick. I was blown away by that book. I mean, it's got some of the most interesting positioning and marketing information I've ever read. And I was just like, holy cow. I was just like taking notes and underlining everything. I mean, the book was chewed up. I was marking it so much. But it's a fantastic book. So, Michael Gerber's got some great stuff. So The E-Myth, and also get Made to Stick. And I can't remember the author's name. There were a couple of brothers that wrote it. So, but anyway, those are all excellent resources for anybody looking to market their stuff.
Right. You have to be consistent. And sometimes I think what most people, when it comes to marketing, is looking at what another industry is doing and how can you implement it and put it into what you're doing. Marketing,
right.
It crosses over every spectrum, from every genre, from every market, and you can implement it and put it into your own world and make yourself unique. That's what happens sometimes. People get caught and structured that it has to be this way because it's how everyone else is doing it. And most times, people who are most successful, the Bill Gates, the Steve Jobs, because they're going up against the stream. They're going against what the common people would do within their target market, in their audience, their colleagues, per se. So that's one of the things when it comes to marketing. I like looking at stuff that, well, how could I implement that? If you're a writer and you see an ad for automobile and something unique about it, how can I implement that into what I'm doing? Because it's all the same, getting somebody's attention long enough to take an action.
That's really true. I remember Tony Robbins made a statement. He says, success leaves clues. It's almost like you can reverse engineer. And it's almost interesting because I was watching Dan Kennedy's presentation. I was like drooling. I was going, holy cow, this is the greatest thing since grits. And then I caught myself and realized he's just pulling the same buttons I've always had pulled. And I started realizing, what if I took Dan Kennedy's stuff and just reverse engineered it and did pretty much what he's doing?
Yeah.
How effective would that be? You know, I mean, it's almost like everything you want is right in front of you. Like, Ken, what's his name? Ken Kearns? Not Ken Kearns. Internet marketing.
Frank Kern.
Frank Kern.
Yes.
He's also really, really good at what he does. And if you just take their stuff, anybody who's successful in a market that you're wanting to be in this case, it would be marketing and internet marketing. But, you know, anybody who's successful, Tony Robbins in the field of self-improvement or self-help, and let's see, who else? Rupert Murdoch in the field of publishing, things like that. I mean, success leaves clues, so you just sort of reverse engineer, find out what they've done, and sometimes you could reproduce that, or at least you can come close. And so I thought, taking Dan Kennedy's stuff, and I recorded his videos, I'm going to go through them, you know, make point-by-point notes, and then try to reproduce what he's talking about using my own stuff, obviously, but using his same pointers and same, you know, template, so to speak.
Right.
So, that's a real interesting thing. And I like what you said about keeping it simple, because I just got a press release, for example. I get requests a lot from people who want to be on my show, And some of these people are real interesting, and some are not. and the interesting thing is sometimes I notice their, you know, how they present themselves to me. And some of them are very strange. I got one today, and he's got this program. He's a doctor. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's got this program called Wellness Air Life Program or something, and something about life coaching. I really couldn't understand what it's about. He said he's the leading visionary manifestation business intelligent coach in the world, according to a recent survey.
You had lost me after the first three words.
I'm going, the leading visionary manifestation business intelligent coach in the world, according to a recent survey. First of all, he probably is because nobody else calls himself that. Secondly, how do you survey something like that? So, you know, I just thought it was a little funny. I don't know if I'll have a show or not, but I thought it was a real interesting press release that he sent out, enough to mention that. And, you know, it's not that I look at his resume, he's like, holy cow, this guy's got real experience. He's got a lot of background, got a lot of this and that. But it's like you said, if it's not simple, I just sort of look at it and go, you know, yawn, ho-hum, throw it away or don't look at it or whatever, and you lose people. Yeah.
You want to make people fun and somewhat, you know, recall who you are. And that was something that helped mentor writers and entrepreneurs when it comes to their domain names. Sometimes I remember I was on a site and this woman had a domain name that was French. I'm like, why would you choose a domain name when you're addressing people in the United States that's close to second language in America, if anybody knows Spanish more than they knew French? Uh-huh. And if you go somewhere and you mention it, they couldn't spell it. They don't know how they won't recall it.
French is hard to spell.
Period. They don't say it. And
that's
so we have to look at those things in terms of keeping it simple. How can they remember how can they remember it? And one of the first things is your domain name. That's one of the first things when it comes to branding. What's your domain? Keep it simple. You're on a radio show, and they ask you what. We have 5 seconds left. Let us know how can they reach you. You want to keep it simple to the point, and if they can remember it, if they had a green light, can they repeat it 3 times and remember it and write it down?
That's true. That's really good. That's such a piece of valuable information, CF. You know, keeping it simple. You know, the KISS principle applies just about every time. And you know, although I know that, and you probably know this as well. It's very difficult to keep to it or to stick to it, you know, because I know when I wrote my book, The Logical Soul, I mean, I was getting as simple as I could, and then after I wrote it, after 300 pages, I realized, you know, this is not nearly as simple as it could be. And so I wrote another book, 100 pages, Money Matrix Method. And so, and I realized that's a lot simpler, but hey, it could even be simpler than that. And so it's almost like if you take something and dumb it down 3 times, then you're probably going to get close to the end product of what it is that people can understand, right?
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
Yeah, good talking with you. I appreciate the feedback and what you're doing. That website, again, is wemarketyourbrand.com. Go check it out. I'm going to check it out myself. Get CF to do some work for you, start marketing your business. We've got like a minute left, CF, and I just want to mention next week's program. Let's see, next week. We're getting into October already.
Yep.
All right. Next week, that's October the 4th, Nancy Gerber is going to be my guest, and she's going to talk about masterminding, and it's real interesting. She and Nancy Spivey, they do their thing, which is real interesting. We're going to talk about that. And the week after that, I'll have Brownell Landrum, who's also an author, got a game that she wants to share with everybody. It's a success-type game. So meanwhile, our guest... Yes, today has been C.F. Jackson, author and email marketer and success consultant for small businesses. And if you want to check her out, go to the website, wemarketyourbrand.com. They just launched it today. C.F., best of luck to you on that. And this is Dr. Michael Craig. This is Logical Soul Talk. And I'm heading off now to Savannah. I've got a show. But I'll be back next week. Same time, 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Well, hello. Bridget, are you on the line? Hello? I guess they're gone. Okay, well, I'm out of here. Talk to you later.